Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And we're in a different location today.
In a very hot location in the middle of the Caribbean. We're in Dominican Republic. Actually, we're in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. We've been here now for the past couple days.
Five days or so.
And we just been making moves, you know, doing research about the area and also looking at different properties, just have an idea how's the area that we're very interested in living in the future. But how you been so far, the whole week, 5 days already for you?
You know, it's interesting because we've been talking about potentially relocating here for a while. And, you know, if you've watched other episodes of us talking about moving to DR or, you know, the next step for our family, you've heard us say we were going to move houses, period, right? Like, we weren't going to stay where our first house is. And so it was really comparing, like, somewhere else in SoCal to DR, not necessarily where we are currently to DR. So it was, like, new neighborhood, new grocery store, new potentially doctors, new rhythm of life, either way, right? And so in my mind, when we've been here, I've been thinking about, like, okay, how does this compare, this list of changes compare to the list of changes we would have had back in Cali? And when I put them next to each other, it's really not very different. But one thing that I have noticed as kind of a through line for every experience I've had with other people who are, sure, some of them are tourists, but most of them local. People at the grocery store, like we went to Nacional, people at the restaurants, like we went to La Bruja last night, or, you know, just like people who live and work here, is there's just kind of a general sense of kindness that I haven't experienced since I lived somewhere more rural, somewhere more of like a small town. And granted, we're in Los Angeles, right? Obviously one of the biggest cities in the United States. And even outside of it, that mentality and that like pace of life is going to perpetuate out as a ripple effect. But I don't know if it's island time or if it's just, you know, the idea that everybody who's here really wants to be here. The way the government and just even every individual person takes care of each other, it just feels a lot more like a community. And that's really all we want. And that has made me nothing but excited. So the differences here have been, yeah, it's Dominican pesos instead of dollars, whatever, just do a conversion on Google, or maybe, you know, the tips work differently here and we can make separate videos on all of those little things. People wheel your groceries out to your car after you're done shopping at the store. They pump your gas, which, you know, they do in Portland and Jersey and other places in the States. So there's little things like that, that maybe you're different than what we're used to every day in Southern California. But the real differences is just, well, our realtors, as we are going around, offer to hold our kid while we, you know, talk or while we're trying to get a bunch of stuff in the car while we look in a house. Or, you know, if we're at a restaurant and the music's a little loud, they say, do you need us to turn it down so your child can keep sleeping? There's just a consideration for everyone around you that I think is significant enough that I've noticed it. And it feels great. I really love it.
And that's only the past couple of days. And
it's
like,
really
wow.
Been only a few days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's and here's the real test for us was we went to the supermarket because, you know, there's things that we like that
imports,
you know, but it's, sure, you know, it's stuff that
my sunflower seeds.
Yeah, like there's stuff that we know we have to buy online or this, or it's going to be a little bit more expensive if we buy it through the store because it's imported. But we found a lot of stuff that I feel like that we need.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything
at the
we
supermarket,
would need.
Yeah. Like, you know, stuff for baby, you know, baby wipes, like, you know, things that I'm like, okay, we're good with that.
Yeah, clearly.
You know, but I mean, there's going to be, I feel like there's going to be things that it's okay to let go. And, yeah, or we could just buy it online or something. But I think the majority of the, there's more pros than cons, I think, for us. You know, love the location that we've been looking around. We went to multiple places. We went to the mall. What you think of the mall?
The mall's beautiful. It's huge. And I'm not saying necessarily like the number of stores, but like it just feels very grand. It feels like big malls that we go to, you know, back in the States. And Has really nice stores. It was the biggest Zara I have ever seen.
It was like multiple entrances.
It was like a three-store Zara. Like there was younger kid clothes and then women's and then men's. And they were all huge. And it was very well maintained. One thing I did notice, and this isn't Blue Mall related necessarily. I'll come back to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But at Nacional, it was very well stocked. And this was what we went. It was what, Friday afternoon. So you would expect, you know, good amount of stuff to be picked clean, right? Everybody's shopping for the weekend.
Late afternoon. It was like 4, almost 5.
Yeah, right around rush hour.
Yeah.
And like all the produce stacked high, not an empty shelf in sight. Like that place was maintained. And when I tell you, looking around, there were like almost too many people working there. Like there were just so many folks like around to help. Like somebody helped me get a cart, somebody helped us like walk in, someone helped us like at every turn. And it just felt like there was just a lot of attention in a good way.
Yeah.
And everyone seemed in a good mood. Like it wasn't like, damn it, I'm here on a Friday night or anything like that. So it was very cool to see. But going back to the mall, we walked, my sister and I walked into a department store called Alice. Or at least, I don't know how you spell it, how you say it, A-L-I-S-S. And it was fun because I was able to see just like, okay, what's that a department store? You know, like I'm assuming it's an equivalent to a Macy's or a Kohl's or whatever. And, you know, just like if we didn't want to order absolutely everything we had online, what would we just go to the department store to get? And it had everything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. It had a really great tour section. Got some stuff for Violet.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just cool to see, you know, like what little random knickknacks would we pick up, or a little decor for the house, a little swimsuit if we need something real quick to help out a friend who's visiting who forgot to pack it. Like whatever it would be, right? And it had everything. And then that was just cool. Obviously, I know people who live here have everything they need, but it's just cool to see that I would also have everything I need, and that's really just like check. Okay, yeah. Now I'm good.
Yeah. Actually, and I forgot to mention this. So we went to Blue Mall. You know, we were there for a bit, and we were leaving, and we had to change diapers because you know Violet, you know, it's baby still. So we were there, and you know, you were done. You gave me the diaper. I'm like, oh, I see the trash. Let me walk towards the trash so I could just throw it out. Mm-hmm. There was a security guy that he was next to a truck. Mm-hmm.
This was in the parking lot.
The parking lot, yeah. It was closer to us than the location of where I was going towards him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, you could throw the diapers here. This is trash right here, man. You don't have to walk all over here. I got you, man. I was like, wow. That was pretty cool. I was not expecting that at all. Like you're saying, people were really paying attention. Like
people are paying attention to each other and looking out for each other.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. Really, really cool. Yeah, so
yeah.
We went there. We went to Punta Cana Village, which is a very beautiful, beautiful place.
They have a nice little outdoor shopping center.
Yeah, yeah. That restaurants, you know, they are, you know, Baskin Robbins is there. You know, there's a lot of Italian restaurants. This brewery there that I definitely want to check out by myself. I just want to go there.
There's a sports bar.
Sports bar. I just want to see how it is. Like,
I had a really good bagel. I had a really good lox bagel.
Yeah. And I was thinking, man, you know, I know there's multiple sports bars. It's not the only one, but that was the one that like stood out to me. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to go next time there and check it out. You know, I know there's a Hard Rock Cafe around here. There's like a bunch of stuff that, you know, want to take a break from the house and, you know, we could go. Also, I was telling Reed too, like, there's a lot of things to do outside of Punta Cana, not just like, you know, it's going to be a time like, yo, we need a break from the city. And we could travel over the weekend. We go to Terrenas, we go to Puerto Plata, visit family in the Cibao region where they're from. Oh, we could go to the capital. Capital's like maybe 2.5 hours or so from here, from Punta Cana. So there's things to do. Also, we were talking about travel. We could easily go to the airport, buy a ticket, go to Miami. Miami's like, what, 2 hours away?
2 hours away.
Yeah.
And something that I was talking to my mom, shout out to mom, hey, Mama V, on the phone about, was it yesterday or the day before, is there are a handful of people who will be further away from, like her, matters a lot. It's on the cons list for sure. But a majority of the people that we visit or, you know, have been wanting to catch up with, family and friends, are on the East Coast and are closer to Dominican Republic than they are to California. And so we can get to a lot of people faster now from this airport than we could from LAX or Burbank,
mm-hmm.
which is great, right? Like it means shorter travel days. It means, you know, cheaper tickets. So like overall, it evens out and obviously becomes much more affordable for us to actually keep up with people as our kids get older.
Yeah.
And making sure that we're still connected to family will be easier to do from here. And it seems odd to say that because it's a different country, but it's physically closer, right? Like it's East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference. And these are all things that we're weighing as we're talking about, you know, where our next house will be, either in the suburbs of California, where we probably can't even afford anyway, or down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the next step is, I mean, we're going to go back to LA and
clearly.
we have to go there. So we're going to go back, do our thing, you know, work. We have a lot of work we have to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have to travel again for GTR stuff. But
we got to visit some more family for the summer and before Violet turns two.
Yep.
And we got to pay tickets for her to fly.
Yeah, after that, we got to do that.
Yeah.
But the thing that we want to do next is the big step is how it is for a month.
Yeah.
A week and a month is a very different vibe because now you're going to be here a lot longer. There's going to be things that we're going to be missing. It's like there's a lot of changes that I think it's going to be rough. Maybe like 2+ weeks.
I mean, we'll see. We don't know.
We don't know. But I'm saying based on other people's experience, like, oh, you know, I'm ready to go. Because here's the thing. You can't, when you plan to do something like this, you can't think of it as like, it's going to be vacation 24/7. You have to think
about it. No, that's not the goal.
It's not the goal. The goal is for us to have a place to live, to
raise
our family, you know, a place that we're going to be working remote there too with each other and Violet, her school. That's like a lot of things that it is important to us, you know, but I think the next step, doing it for like for 1 month, is going to help us out a lot, you know.
Yeah, so it's like we've done a couple loads of laundry here in the Airbnb, but like what is it like to, you know, seriously stock up on groceries like fully and to like get your daily routine down and find somebody to watch the kid while we work and you look sweaty.
I'm sweaty as hell.
And like go out a few times and try to meet people and like maybe, God forbid, make a friend like in our neighborhood, which, you know, hasn't happened for us back home.
Yeah.
And things like that. Like that's the real test for me. Like, do I feel like I can establish a real life here and have some balance and start to build that community around us that we really
want. There's a reason why you stepped to me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm like, wait, am I doing something wrong over?
You keep moving your legs.
It's all good. So, another thing I want to ask you, how, because I know you love Asian food.
Yes.
How was the Japanese food that we ate? We ate there twice, right? It's really, really good.
Yeah, I will be doing a video on this on my channels about food, but delicious is the short answer. So we went to a Japanese place. Ooh, I don't have the name. I'll have it for my video, but it is in Blue Mall. Like way back, like near the pharmacy, if you're here and you know where it is, shout it out in the comments below. But it was really, really great sashimi. We had salmon foli, which was like a really nice, thick, fatty salmon, like super, super delicious. I had the first night yakisoba, noodles and chicken, and it was really good. It was honestly even better reheated the next day as leftovers. So, so good for lunch. And then the most recent time we went, I got ramen. And Danny knows, like, I love ramen.
I have
ramen at least once a week. And it was excellent. It had really nice, thick, springy, chewy noodles that just, like, gripped up the sauce. And it was, I got tonkatsu ramen. So I have pork and the pork was lovely and tender and like it was just to die
beautiful.
For.
Yeah.
It was really great. And so I can get a good ramen here. I'm sold. Like that's another check.
Definitely.
So I'm good.
Now, my next question, how was going to Cap Cana? That was a very long drive. It's more south, mm-hmm. Away from Punta Cana Airport, Village, Vista Cana, Cocosito, like downtown Punta Cana, like it's south, so it's like a good 30+ minutes or so. So where we're at right now, It's a very big, huge location, by the way. This
it's like a little city.
Little city. They said that it's bigger than Manhattan, the island of Manhattan. That's insane. There's a lot of opportunities there where they could start adding more condos, more houses, more, you know.
It's more resort-ish right now
than
place to live, I would say. But there are people who live there.
Yeah, I mean, there is, people say that it's getting better with
it's still developing.
It's still developing, you know, still early, but it's very beautiful, you know, right by the water. We actually went to a restaurant there in Cap Cana. I can't remember what the name of it. Is it Juanitos or Juanillos?
Castaway? Huh? Oh, no.
Castaway is right by here.
That was the one here.
Yeah.
No, Juanillos.
Juanillos, yeah. That one was really good. I ate a chaufa.
They had a really good drink. Their special drinks are really good.
Fried rice and also had plantain.
Fried egg on it.
Fried egg. Shrimp, beef, and chicken. Oh, my God. It was delicious.
That was good.
Delicious. That fried egg.
So you tasted some Tosha's and then ordered one for yourself to go?
No, I didn't even taste it.
You
just saw her.
Because
I ordered, I love seafood, so I order a lot of like ceviche since we've been here in different places. Some different styles, like in the one in the Japanese restaurant we went to, that one is like more Peruvian. Here is like different styles. So
no, chaufa is nice and like nice thick rice noodles.
Yeah. They call it chaufa dominicano. So it's like a Dominican version of chaufa. So it's awesome.
Great seasoning, really, like a nice like a sort of, what is it, dark sauce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just tossed in. Oh, delicious.
Yeah, actually, we've been seeing a lot of people because we're in Cococito.
Cortecito
area, where it's very busy, a lot of tourists here, a lot of people from out of town. So, you know, we came here because, we're learning, you know. I think the next time we come here, we're going to be probably closer to the area that we want to live.
We would stay more in like the not in the tourist area, but the residential area.
Yeah. It's for a couple reasons. One is traffic here could get really intense, like the rush hour.
There's like that one artery that feeds all of the resorts and Airbnbs that where we are right now. And that road gets really backed up.
Yeah, it gets really, really backed up. We want to do that for like a month, just go over there. But a funny thing, something that happened yesterday, we were driving around and your sister and you were like, we want to eat Krispy Kreme. There's a truck that we've been seeing every time we pass by. We should go. And I looked it up. There's multiple trucks around.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Krispy Kremes all over.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what?
Well, there's a bunch all over the whole island, too.
Yeah.
And when I looked up Krispy Kreme on Google Maps, a bunch in Puerto Rico started popping up, too, because it's so close.
Yeah, we're close to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know what? We're going to go there once we come back from our trip that we've been doing, like, you know, Nacional and all those other places. So we did that. We stopped at the truck. And you and your sister went, how was the process of, because was it in Spanish? Was it in English?
Yeah, like, I've been ordering things in Spanish.
Oh,
like,
cool.
I got a smoothie in Spanish at the mall.
Yeah, so she ordered at the Santo Domingo Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
it's like, think of it like Starbucks, but it's like a Dominican brand.
Yeah, it was really good. Chinola. Chinola is big here. Passion fruit is huge here. And chinola is passion fruit. And we walked up and I said, yo hablo un poquito español, pero, you know, I can try or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's cool. We got it. And so I ordered, and I was like, dos de chocolate y dos plain. I was like spanglishing it up. She's like, totally got it. And that's all you want? Oh, solo seis? And I was like, solo seis. Only half a dozen. And
yeah.
I pulled it off.
Does it taste different? There was something that I couldn't figure out
That's the problem. I don't know what it is.
It tastes a little bit different.
But it does taste different. And it's, as a Krispy Kreme connoisseur, I liked the difference. It tasted more like real dough, like real cake, but it still had that Krispy Kreme fluffiness where you can bite right through it.
Yeah.
Just like, and it's gone.
That's cool.
That was perfect. It's
that's just
a sugar delivery mechanism with gluten involved.
Do you have any questions for me? I've been asking a lot of questions to you.
You have?
Yeah. You have any questions? Like, you know, anything you... Probably always.
Yeah,
been
I'm
about.
Really curious to know how you feel about not just the thought experiment of living here, but what it's like to be here as an adult and thinking of living here. Because the last time you lived here, you were a child, and it's obviously very different. So, what is that difference for you, like coming back to bring your family?
I think at that time when I used to live here, I lived in a very different area. It's not a touristy area. It's called San Francisco Macorís, so that's like part of the Cibao region.
Without the Dominican accent, it's San Francisco.
San Francisco, but it's San Francisco de Macorís in Spanish. So that area is the northeast region. It's like in the middle of the country. Lots of mountains there.
Mountains, not beach.
Mountains, not beach. I mean, there's certain cities in the Cibao that's considered Cibao that have beaches, but the area I'm in, there's no beaches, more rivers and mm-hmm. stuff like that. That area is the third largest city in the whole country. So that one, Santiago is second, and then Santo Domingo, you know. So while I was over there, you know, power will go out. It was not like how it is now where mm-hmm. power barely goes out. Like, we have been here for days. We haven't experienced any power outages at all. We've been seeing, you know, electric cars. We saw a very ugly Cybertruck. Here.
It was shocking.
You told me that you saw a regular Model 3 Tesla.
Yeah, I saw a Model 3.
Because I've also been debating, should I import my car here? Like, I don't know. Like, well, you know, when it comes to like EV stuff. But I know when we went to Nacional, they had a charger there where people could just charge their car.
Yeah, we've seen chargers at most like big stores and
stuff. Yeah, so it's getting, what I'm saying is it's different than when I used to live here. You know, there's more things to do. It's gotten better, more modern, more like you could go to the restaurants, use your credit card, your card.
My sister used Apple Pay at the Krispy Kreme truck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different now, you know. So it wasn't available when I was here in the 90s, you know. So mm-hmm. it's gotten better. I love that the internet has changed everything around the world. Now it feels a lot closer to family, you know, to communicate with people.
Yeah, we've been talking to our families back home the same way we do every day in Cali.
Now, one thing that is something that I have to get used to, because I'm not used to that in the States, is a lot of businesses here, they use WhatsApp for everything, for order, for delivery, for, you know, for renting a car, doing that type of stuff. I've been doing straight up through WhatsApp.
You know what's interesting about that? And sorry, I keep interjecting, but like, it's so significant that I don't think it registered until we got here. You're literally just like texting and asking people for stuff and having a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And they'll call you too.
And they call you back. Yeah. But it's like, it's not a form or, you know, an app or a portal. You're literally just talking to people and asking them about their services. And they're like, yeah, sure, we can do that for you. And then they get back to you. It feels very much more human to human. Even though it's through WhatsApp. Like, I really appreciate that. And everybody's super responsive. And I don't know. It's just I like that version of registering or requesting things. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. Another thing, too, is the airport is very close to us.
Yeah, we've been driven past it so many times.
So many times. And the good thing is, you know, quick trips. Like, we could easily just go anywhere. And It's not as expensive. Like, think of it as like, sometimes it could be even cheaper than flying from Miami to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm excited about that. We could easily just take a trip. Hey, let's go to Epic Universe with the airport. Boom. Please. You know, because right there.
Can't wait.
Yeah, stuff like that. It's exciting seeing it. You know, it's gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. A lot better. And I feel safe. I've been walking around a bunch of places, recording, you know, doing, I mean, look, of course, you got to be smart too. You can't just go to, you know, the worst areas of any place around the world.
Right.
You know, you got to be smart, but I feel safe, man. Like, I remember when I was coming over here, people would hit me up on, like, social media. Oh, be careful. I'm like, bro, you have to experience that yourself. Don't rely on what the news been saying. You know, oh my God, you go over there, you're going to get robbed. And all, like, there's people that move from the States and they have their family here and they feel safer here having their kids running around than doing that in the States. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's something that is just aggravating, like hearing that from people that, you know, be on the lookout, you're going to get killed or whatever. You're going to get robbed. I'm like, no, bro, like, it's not like that. It's gotten so much better when it comes to that stuff, you know? So
yeah, I will also say, as a Black woman, it is nice to walk around and not feel so alienated and so othered. Most people here are somewhere between you and me in their skin color. And not only that, there are a lot of people living here, like again, at the mall, at this grocery store, not in the resort area, who are European or African.
A lot of
people who are speaking other languages. Like, it feels very like much like a melting pot. And I don't know, like, it sounds strange to say the diversity here is more vast than in LA, but it is. Like, I'm hearing other languages spoken out loud and no one's scared to say things in their native tongue. And there's just that sense of, again, comfort and acceptance, and you're all looking out for each other's best interests, mm-hmm. that I do not feel almost anywhere in America that I've lived, which is really refreshing. And I'm probably going to have to unlearn a lot of paranoia that I have innately, just walking through the world. And even as a native English speaker, I feel nervous when I go certain places and I look around and I don't feel safe. That hasn't happened to me once here, mm-hmm. anywhere.
Yeah.
And we've gone a lot of places. We've gone a lot of nice places. We've gone some regular places. And mm-hmm. I felt like, why am I not scared the way that I would be at home? Mm-hmm. And that statement in my head was like, ah, crap. Like, this is going to work out in the way that we hope it will.
Yeah.
And I can maybe get into that more in a different video because I don't want to get emotional. But yeah, I feel really good about this.
It feels really, really good. So anything else before we wrap it up? I mean, look, it's been an amazing trip. Violet, the thing with Violet, she's not used to this heat, you know? So she's gotten better now. Like, the first day,
her cheeks are a little red. Now she's for a lot of water.
She's really good. She sleeps good.
Sleep right now.
She's been sleeping, like, a lot. Like, actually, 2-3 hours, I think.
And she's been taking nice long naps in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's quiet, you know? It's good.
Sleeping through the night.
Yeah. I mean, that's every night, everywhere, no matter what.
She's a good little sleeper.
Yeah. But besides that, it's been good, Rhea. I can't wait for the next step, you know? I know, you know, thanks to everybody who's been watching the video of our first part one.
Part one and two.
Part one and two. But part one is the one that has gotten the most views because people, you know, saw the thumbnail, the title, you know, we're not moving. We're not moving right away. This is our goal to make it happen. We are going to bring up that conversation again, you know, in the future. You know, we're going to talk about other topics here on our channel. But thanks to everybody that have been subscribing, commenting, sharing. It's been very, very cool to see.
And sharing your expat stories too. Like, there's been a lot of people who are like, I moved too, or I'm in the process, or I'm thinking about it now. And I'm absolutely aware that this is not for everyone. It's not meant to be. Obviously, we all can't do the exact same thing. But it's cool to compare notes with people who are thinking in the same way that we are.
Yeah.
And keep it coming. I want to hear what you all want to dive into and, like, what we can research for you, because we like sharing our information.
Yeah, I know everybody. Well, a couple of people have been hitting me up saying, "Oh my God, I think you're convincing me to make this move too." I'm like, look, my advice: do your own research. We've been doing research like crazy, and also
over a year,
and we also have. I have a family member that is actually moving here very soon that she's also been connecting with us with the right people, where to go, you know, because she knows stuff here. She's been doing research.
So yeah, realtor, lawyer.
Lawyer, all that stuff.
All the things you really need here.
It's very, very important. Don't just like see a video like, oh my God, I want to do this and go there. Because what happens if it's not for you? You know, it's good to experience it for a good amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like for us, a month would be good just to see how it is. Do your research before making any decision, because this is like a major, major step going over there, you know, from the States to here.
And don't be afraid to change your mind about things. Like, we had an initial thought of how we could make a gradual move here, and it's looking like we might be editing that plan.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like once you learn more, you can make fully educated decisions. And, you know, I always say this, once you know better, do better. Like there's no problem with starting out incomplete, but just keep at it and keep asking questions and keep making informed choices as best as you can. And eventually you'll be happy with what you're doing. And like, I think I've said this in, you know, previous content. It's like, as long as you're actively choosing what you're doing, you'll feel good about it.
Yep. Yeah. So just want to say thanks once again. Thank you, everybody. Subscribe, share this content, post questions
under the comments, please. Give us more questions.
I would love to do a Q&A video.
Maybe we could do a live.
Maybe we could do live. We'll see. That would be cool. We'll see. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. We're going to be out, and I'm sweating. You see my shirt is very wet, but we'll be around. Check out the shorts because I've been posting videos. Ree is also planning to post some stuff there, too, and also on her personal channel.
Talk about all the things that actually went wrong on this trip.
But. Oh, yeah. Not everything went great. You know, it's like but before we wrap it up, I mentioned this to Ree. It's part of the experience.
Yes.
You can't just think, oh my God, everything's gonna be perfect. Like, there's gonna be things, there's gonna be bumps that I'm glad that happened because then you figure it out.
Yeah.
And I love that. You know, I love that. It can't be just everything is great, perfect.
It can't be too easy.
It can't be. All right, well, until next time, we're out.
Bye.
Take care.